Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Well, one of the most recent studies, large-scale studies, about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder has some disturbing conclusions. The study found that children diagnosed with ADHD are more likely to have other psychiatric disorders as adults. Joining us to talk about this is one of the lead investigators of the study, Dr. William Barbarisi, who's with Boston's Children's Hospital. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
It's my understanding you surveyed about 5,700 children over a very lengthy period of time. And what did you find primarily that stuck out to you?
One of the most concerning aspects of the study is that having followed the largest representative group of children with ADHD ever examined in terms of their outcome in adulthood, that many of the conditions that we thought were associated with ADHD, in fact, are and in large numbers. So, for example, 30% of children with ADHD continue to have the same condition in adulthood, and among them, 80% have at least one associated additional mental health problem. Among the children who no longer have ADHD, nearly 50% also have at least one other significant mental health problem. So in sum, what it suggests is that it's really time to reconceptualize ADHD for what it is, a chronic medical condition that begins in childhood and for most individuals continues to have some impact into adulthood.
What were some of the other mental health issues that were observed in those who were diagnosed with ADHD as children?
The most common ones are alcohol and other drug abuse and addiction, depression, anxiety, and antisocial personality disorder. Those were the top four.
So if you were to look at ADHD as a chronic medical condition, as you suggest, what would make it different from the way we're treating it right now?
Well, I think that, first of all, our tendency has still been to trivialize this condition and really to think of it as primarily an annoying childhood behavior problem. And in fact, what we need to be doing is to start organizing systems of care that are based on an understanding of the chronicity of ADHD. And that includes insurance coverage, which unfortunately really severely limits our ability to do comprehensive initial assessments to identify the very conditions that we know are associated with the highest risk for an adverse outcome.
But typically, it's my understanding, even now, if a child gets ADHD, and many folks say now children are over-diagnosed with ADHD, they're given medication. Is that enough?
First of all, I would have to disagree with the issue of over-diagnosis. There are certainly children who may be inappropriately diagnosed, either by making a diagnosis or probably more often by not making a diagnosis when it exists. It's a question of limited access to quality assessments to make accurate diagnoses.
But once they get the diagnoses, would there be a difference in treatment then, or would it still be medication and maybe some therapy?
There are very effective treatments that include medications such as stimulant medications, but the treatment for many children does not continue long enough. It's quite typical, for example, for children to be treated when they're younger, and then as they get older and move into adolescence, to drift away from careful follow-up and treatment. And that's the very point in their life when they begin to be at greatest risk for some of the most concerning outcomes.
Dr. William Barbarisi of Boston's Children's Hospital was the lead investigator on a large-scale study of children with ADHD. It was published online today in the current issue of Pediatrics. Dr. Barbarisi, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for your time.